To help us tell better stories about how weather and climate change are affecting our region, we've partnered with IC Change. It's kind of an online almanac where regular people share their observations or questions about what they see outside, what's going on around them. This summer, I had a question that I posted there. Why am I seeing so many dragonflies in Pittsburgh? I mean, sitting in the middle of traffic, two were mating on my car windshield. I don't remember seeing anything like it before. So I consulted an expert.
My name is Dennis McNair. I'm a retired biology professor from the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown.
A restored wetland in Bedford County is his window into the world of dragonflies, where he has 20 years of data.
Well, there are a lot of answers to your question. One of them is when people start seeing things, no matter what it is, you know, smart cars or whatever, once you've seen one, you start seeing others.
Okay, but could there maybe be another reason?
The other thing is this was a droughty summer, and the dragonflies maybe had warmer water that they were developing in. They spend most of their life actually in the larval stage in the water.
Now we're getting somewhere. They even overwinter on the water, only leaving to mate. McNair says dragonflies eat mosquitoes and other bugs, which have also done well this summer. So maybe the early spring and warm summer caused more of them to take to the wing. Maybe. McNair says it's not exactly surprising to see dragonflies in Pittsburgh, with its three rivers and all. And although I didn't spot any by the riverbank,
if you have a backyard pond, dragonflies will eventually find it and live their whole life cycle, and it could be just, you know, 6 or 8 feet across.
The water just has to have some vegetation or something nearby where they can lay their eggs. He says, of course, different species have different habitat needs, but I didn't get a great ID. I wasn't able to take a photograph. Most of the time when I noticed them, I was in a car, and they were moving pretty fast.
Yeah. If I had to guess, and you said you told me that you saw a dragonfly of unknown species in a parking lot or along a street, I'd guess it was a wandering glider because they wander around a lot. Others, the ones that come out in this time of year, especially meadowhawks, the little red ones, they hawk after, they capture insects out over vegetation. And there are some that even migrate. Some of our large darners, they will migrate in the fall, kind of like birds. They aggregate in large numbers someplace, and then they'll move as a group, sometimes hundreds of miles.
South, north, where do they go?
We're still finding that out. And one of the first questions you asked me was, does climate change have anything to do with more dragonflies in Pittsburgh or something? We've found dragonflies in Bedford County, for instance, that have a more southern distribution generally. Carolina saddlebags and mocha emeralds are usually found down in Virginia and the Carolinas. It's not that they were never found in Bedford County, but they were found very sparsely, and we found more of them than we would anticipate. But it'll take many more years and many more observers before we know for sure that they've shifted their range.
It's warmer here these days, less ice cover on ponds and rivers. And dragonfly prey might be moving north too. It's too early to say how that could impact species that have evolved here.
Most people don't worry too much about dragonflies.
Researchers are more concerned with vectors of disease, like mosquitoes and ticks, which are moving their range north as a result of climate change. Still, McNair's been fascinated with insects since he was a kid, and says that nature has never disappointed him. He's seen about 60 species of dragonflies in Bedford over the years, and damselflies too.
Damselflies are not female dragonflies, which is what I thought when I first... What's the difference between a damselfly and a dragonfly?
The most conspicuous one is that damselflies are very, very slender and usually quite small, and they're kind of fluttering flyers. They're not swift the way dragonflies are. Dragonflies are more robust. We have some around here that get up to maybe 3.5 to 4 inches.
They're both in the Odonata group, if you want to be technical about it. But if you want to get lyrical, just check out some of their non-scientific English names. Azure bluet, citrine forktail, fawn darner.
One of the reasons that they have a lay name like darner is if you watch the females, they'll go along over the surface of the water in many species and stick their abdomen down into the water like an old sewing machine. My grandmother told me when I was a little boy that if I told a lie, the dragonflies would come and darn my mouth shut.
That might have given me nightmares. But McNair says there's nothing to worry about. That long, slender abdomen doesn't sting, though they'll mimic bees or wasps if you try to hold on to one. So I didn't have to roll up the windows of my car to keep the dragonflies out. But he says if I really want to get to the bottom of what I saw this summer, I'll have to get braver, buy a beginner's guide, and become a better observer. And that's why we're partnering with IC Change, to get more people to pay closer attention to the world around them, and to add to that body of knowledge about dragonflies, or birds, or rain patterns. IC Change is a way for anyone to investigate how weather and climate change might be affecting our environment. And they have an app. You can download it at iTunes, or just go to iseechange.org to begin. And if you've also noticed more dragonflies this summer, could you let me know on Twitter? I'm at Kara Holsapple. This is the Allegheny Front.